This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow for the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia. The annual summit would provide an opportunity to Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin to review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit and the UN. The world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan began in the holy town of Puri in Orissa this evening. The Grand Trunk Road, where the three chariots of the lords are being rolled, has turned into a sea of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu performed parikrama of the chariots and bowed down before the deities. Thousands of people pulled forward the giant chariots from the 12th century Jagannath temple towards Gundicha temple around 2.5 km away. The festival marks the Holy Trinity's journey to their maternal aunt, Goddess Gundicha, and concludes with their return after 8 days. Our correspondent reports from the venue that divine journey began with an elaborate royal ritual called Dhari Pahandi with the beating of the Ghanta, Kahali and Telingi instruments. A 5-member Indian delegation from the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DARPG, arrived in Colombo today for a 3-day visit. The delegation, led by Secretary and Director General of the National Center for Good Governance, Mr. V. Srinivas, will engage in discussions on capacity building programs for Sri Lankan civil servants and the potential signing of a long-term memorandum of understanding for these initiatives. The agenda includes outlining a roadmap for future collaborations and exchanging insights on effective governance practices. During the visit, the delegation will call on Prime Minister Dinesh Gunawardena and hold bilateral meetings with officials from the Presidential Secretariat and the Prime Minister's office. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will arrive in Manipur tomorrow for a 1-day visit to the state, during which he plans to meet families affected by recent violence residing in various camps. The opposition leader also plans to meet with Manipur Governor Anusuya Uike. Security measures have been tightened ahead of Rahul Gandhi's visit, as the Deputy Commissioner of Jiribam District has implemented a no-fly zone and banned the use of drones during his visit. The budget session of Parliament will begin from 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that the session will continue till 12th August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on 23rd July. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG tomorrow, including those seeking a fresh examination. According to the cause list uploaded on the Apex Court's website, the batch of 26 petitions would come up for hearing before a bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra. In Assam, 8 more persons lost their lives during the last 24 hours, taking the total number of flood-related deaths in the state to 66. The flood situation in the state has improved slightly, but nearly 22 lakh people are still reeling under the deluge across 28 districts. In men's cricket, India beat host Zimbabwe by 100 runs in the second T20 International in Harare. Opting to bat after winning the toss, India posted 234 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma was the top scorer, hitting a ton and 47 balls, followed by Ruturaj Gaikwad, who contributed 77 runs in 47 deliveries. From Zimbabwe, Blessing Muzarbani and Wellington Masakadza took a wicket each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.